Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Lore of the Films podcast. This is your host, Ryan Fernand, and it is wonderful to see that everyone has survived another apocalypse. I think this is the fourth apocalypse that was supposed to happen in my lifetime. There was 1994 by this idiot that just predicted this one. There was today, of course. Then there was the Y2K bug. Then there was 6606. And I guess you could count Skynet becoming active, which was happened 2 weeks ago, according to the movie timeline, Terminator. But I don't count that, so let's just leave it at four. Anyways, on tonight's episode, I will be discussing the upfronts, which just took place this past weekend. And what the upfronts are that they... It's where the networks advertise their new shows and their new schedules for next season to the advertisers so they can... get the advertisers to, you know, put in their advertisements, and that's, of course, where they make all the money off of. So they need to show a good schedule on Upfronts Week. This past week, all the major networks did their upfront presentations. On Monday, it was NBC and Fox. Tuesday, it was ABC. Wednesday, it was CBS. And Thursday, it was CW. So I'll just get started, and I'll go about it on a night-by-night basis, starting with Monday, where at 8 o'clock this fall on Monday, we have Dancing with the Stars on ABC, How I Met Your Mother, and Two Broke Girls, which is a new show starring Kat Dennings. That's on CW. NBC decided to do The Sing-Off, which they did during the winter short seasons. And Fox, another new show, Terra Nova, that's the big dinosaur television series, so it will be cool to see dinosaurs on television. That's to say the least. That's a Spielberg television series, and Stephen Lang from Avatar is going to be in it. And then on CW, Gossip Girl remains at 8 o'clock. I guess I'll just explain what I will be watching while I detail the schedule. I will be watching Terra Nova at 8 o'clock on Mondays. I mean, this is definitely going to be a show that's either an epic failure or it actually turns out to be pretty cool. They've had a lot of production problems. I mean, this was supposed to air a year ago, and there's still rumors that it might get delayed again. But there's always a chance that it's good, and if it's good, it'll be amazing, because I really want to see dinosaurs on television. That's just such a cool premise. So I'll definitely be checking out Terra Nova. I don't know how long I'll continue with it, but I will be definitely checking it out. Mondays at 9, it's the second hour of Dancing with the Stars on ABC. The new revamped 2.5 Men with Ashton Kutcher and Mike and Molly on CBS. The second hour of The Sing-Off on NBC. House on Fox, that's without Lisa Edelstein. And on CW, it's the new show Heart of Dixie, and that I think is starring... Hold on one second. That is starring Rachel Bilson. And that's another Josh Schwartz television series. He also does Gossip Girl and Chuck. I personally will not be watching anything at the 9 o'clock hour, although at midseason, J.J. Abrams' new show Alcatraz will air at this time on Fox, but that's not until the winter. At 10 o'clock on Mondays, we have Castle on ABC, Hawaii Five-O on CBS, The Playboy Club, a new show on NBC starring Amber Heard, and then Fox and CW just do their local programming. So, I mean, it's pretty much the same schedule as last year, despite the new Playboy Club from NBC. I personally will continue to watch Hawaii Five-O, despite the fact I was very disappointed in that finale. It just got way too ridiculous, and it was just way too cliche. I mean, I predicted the whole thing. I knew from the get-go that the mole was going to be Jean Smart. It was just way too obvious, and of course way too ridiculous. It was just like one of the lesser episodes of 24. So that about wraps it up for Monday. On to Tuesdays, where at the 8 o'clock hour on ABC, there will be Last Man Standing, which is the new Tim Allen TV comedy. Then that will be followed up by Man Up, which stars, well, there's nobody really, no big names. And what's it even about? It's about modern men trying to be real men comedy about that. Title basically explains it, but there's nobody big in that show to point out. On CBS, there will be NCIS, NBC has The Biggest Loser, Fox has Glee, and CW has 90210. I will actually not be watching anything on Tuesdays on the major network, so I'll just go through the schedule without saying what I will be watching, because there's nothing to explain that I'll be watching. At 9 o'clock is Dancing with the Stars, the results show on ABC, and CIS Los Angeles on CBS, the second hour of The Biggest Loser on NBC, and The New Girl, starring Zooey Deschanel, on Fox, followed by Raising Hope. Then on CW is The Ringer, which is Sarah Michelle Gellar's new show, which was originally supposed to be on CBS, but got picked up by CW. At 10 o'clock, we have the second season of Body of Proof on ABC. CBS has their new show, Unforgettable, about a cop that can remember everything and she's experienced in her life. And then on NBC is the third season of Parenthood. Wednesdays this fall at 8 o'clock, ABC has The Middle, followed by, ABC has The Middle, followed by their new show titled Suburgatory. Once again, nobody big in that show. Then on to their mega hit, Modern Family. Oh, I just continued on their schedule until 9 o'clock. I'm just going to do the other networks at 8 o'clock first. CBS has another season of Survivor that would bring that total up to 23 seasons. That's crazy. NBC has Up All Night, which is Christina Applegate and Will Arnett. That could be good. And Free Agents, which stars Hank Azaria. Then Fox will air their big reveal of the season, The X Factor. That's Simon Cowell's new show. And CW will air a show called Hater. Nobody big in that cast either. Oh, that's actually a reality show, sorry. A reality show titled Hater at 8 o'clock on Wednesdays on the CW. And 9 o'clock, which what I was trying to explain earlier, on ABC is Modern Family, their big hit, followed by Happy Endings, which got picked up for another season. CBS has Criminal Minds. NBC has Harry's Law. Fox has I Hate My Teenage Daughter, which you can figure out the plot from the title, and it's a comedy. And CW has another season of America's Next Top Model. I will be watching Modern Family at the 9 o'clock hour. I don't know how much longer I'll stick with it. It's been a very... They've definitely experienced a sophomore slump. It's just very average. It's nowhere near as funny as the first season was. And it has been quite a disappointment. On to the 10 o'clock hour, where ABC airs a show called Revenge, starring Emily Van Camp. Then CBS has moved CSI, which once was their flagship program. They now moved it to Wednesdays at 10 o'clock. And then on NBC is another season of Law & Order SVU. On to Thursdays, the big night for television, where at the 8 o'clock hour, ABC is airing a remake of Charlie's Angels, starring Minka Kelly from Friday Night Lights. CBS is airing another season of The Big Bang Theory, which will be followed by their new comedy, How to Be a Gentleman, which stars Kevin Dillon from Entourage and Mary Lynn Ratchkub from 24. NBC will be airing Community and Parks and Rec, which, of course, will get killed in the ratings, but it's still quality programming. And the Fox will air another episode of The X Factor, the one they're placing all the bets on for the season. And then CW will be airing The Vampire Diaries. I personally will be watching that NBC comedy block, the first half, which is Community and Parks and Rec, which both had... Parks and Rec had a disappointing third season, in my opinion. You can see my review I just posted yesterday on the website. And Community had a phenomenal season this year, so hopefully they continue the creative excellence. On at 9 o'clock on ABC is Grey's Anatomy. CBS has the new show Person of Interest, which is pretty much a fanboy's dream team, as it's executive produced by J.J. Abrams. The pilot's actually written by Jonah Nolan, And it stars Jim Caviezel and Michael Emerson, also known as Jesus and Benjamin Linus, as they fight crime. Should be pretty cool. And I will definitely be watching that. NBC has The Office and the new show Whitney. And Fox, and by the way, that's The Office sans Steve Carell. They still have not picked a new boss, as the third season finale left it open to who the new boss would be. Fox will be airing Bones at 9 o'clock. And CW will be launching their new show, The Secret Circle. At 10 p.m. on ABC is Private Practice. CBS has The Mentalist. And NBC has their remake of Prime Suspect, starring Maria Bello. That could be good, because Maria Bello is definitely a great actress. On Fridays this fall, ABC is showing Extreme Makeover Home Edition at 8 o'clock, which got moved from Sundays. CBS has A Gifted Man, which stars Patrick Wilson and has Margot Martindale, the great actress from Justified, in a supporting role. NBC has the final season, it has been announced to be the final season, of Chuck. That's the show I will definitely be checking out, as hopefully I want to see them wrap it up well. It's kind of been off the last few seasons, but I think they can give it a strong finish with the way they set the rest of the show up with their season finale. Fox will be airing Kitchen Nightmares, and CW has Nikita. At 9 o'clock on Fridays this fall, ABC has Shark Tank, CBS has CSI New York, NBC has their new show Grimm, which is a fantasy TV series based off the character of the title, and Fox has another season of the sci-fi great cult show Fringe. CW has another season of Supernatural, which will make for a huge fanboy battle over what to watch, with three genre shows, those being Grimm, Fringe, and Supernatural. At 9 p.m., I, of course, will be watching Fringe. At 10 p.m., there's 2020 on ABC, Blue Bloods on CBS, and Dateline NBC on NBC. Saturday, you have your normal shows, but CBS made the surprising decision to actually air new content, new scripted content, on Saturdays, which is quite a shocker, with Rules of Engagement at 8 o'clock. I've never watched the show, but I'm very much hoping that it succeeds so other shows can, or other networks can, decide to air original scripted programming on Saturday nights, because there really is none besides, you know, Saturday Night Live at 11:30 at night. Which tonight's episode should be good. It probably would have aired by the time you listen to this, but it's Justin Timberlake and Lady Gaga, which should be good because Justin Timberlake is a great host for SNL. On to the final night of the week, which is Sundays, the night usually owned by the cable networks in terms of creative power. But anyways, at 7 p.m., you pretty much have reality programming, with the exception of Fox, which at 7:30 airs The Cleveland Show. At 8 p.m., ABC airs Once Upon a Time, which is a fantasy television series by Edward Kitsis and Adam Horowitz, who are writers from Lost, and they also wrote Tron Legacy, which they obviously have a mixed bag of experience there. CBS airs The Amazing Race. NBC has football, at least they hope so, because football's in lockout. And I do follow up football, so I will give my own prediction of what happens with the lockout. And I will say they do have a shortened season. I don't believe football will be on in the first few weeks of the season. The football season is supposed to start on September 11th. And I honestly don't think it will happen that way. I don't see them playing until October. So NBC will have to fill out some nights with something else there. Fox has the rest of their animation domination block for the rest of the night, so we don't have to talk about that again. And at 9 o'clock, we have a battle between Desperate Housewives on ABC and The Good Wife on CBS. That's followed by 10 o'clock with another battle between Pan Am on ABC and CSI Miami on CBS. The only show I will be watching on the regular networks on Sundays will be Once Upon a Time, just in case Horowitz and Kitsis actually decide to bring their A game. So that about wraps it up. For next week, I was actually planning on doing a podcast review of Tree of Life, but I just found out yesterday that Tree of Life won't be coming to a theater nearby me until July, so that podcast will have to be delayed. So we will just take the week off, which means the next podcast will be on June 4th, where I will review X-Men First Class. You can always listen to the podcast live on Saturdays between 10 and 11. I will give an update on my Twitter feed, which you can follow at Ryan Fernand. That's on Twitter. Or you can go to the website for this show, lord-of-the-films.blogspot.com, for updates as well. Until then, I'm Ryan Fernand, and talk to you all later.